Mackie Motors tailgate right here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman talking right now with, of course, Craig Rowetter, the head football coach with the Carroll Tigers. They get ready to take on Sioux Center up here at Dort College. And, Coach, as always, we certainly appreciate your time.
You bet, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Coach. You guys, you get a shot at the big guys tonight. The team that right now sitting in first place in the district, a win here keeps your guys' playoff hopes and potentially even a shot at getting a share at the district title, alive. But it's not going to be an easy one tonight. But there's still that shot.
Yeah, as crazy as that sounds, they're mathematically, I was never a great math student in high school, but it still is there. But it's a huge, challenge and a huge opportunity for us against a very, very good and very well coached Sioux Center team.
Coach, what's the mentality been like in practice for the guys this week, and how good was that focus coming into this game?
We've had a good week of practice. We made some adjustments. As we always do week to week, but I think last, week against Sergeant Bluff, Luton kind of gave them their confidence back, especially in our running game. That's going to be extremely important against Sioux Center, just to not only, keep their offense off the field, give our defense, a little break. But I think we found something last week with Chase Regaler running the football and a couple formations that give us a little bit better numbers advantage offensively.
Coach, you mentioned they want to run the football. You guys got the running game going. Could this be one of those games with limited possessions if both teams able to maintain control of the ball on the ground?
I think both teams would really like that if that comes to fruition. They don't hide the fact, they're a very physical team, and they're going to run the ball downhill at you. The coach's kid is the quarterback, so you've got an extremely smart kid there that doesn't make very many mistakes and kind of, leads the offense and keeps them out of bad situations. So, if everything goes to plan, I think it definitely could be a game of very few possessions.
You mentioned they're big. How do you guys scheme to be able to use maybe quickness to your advantage up front defensively?
Well, we can't sit there, and just take it from them. And that's what Coach Nagel's preached all week. He's kind of described it as trying to block a missile. Go shooting through there, and if you hit them square, we're going to be kind of in trouble because they're going to outweigh us probably on average 40 pounds a body. So, we'll try to take our angles, and attack and tackle down through the legs. And if we go chest to chest or try to arm tackle, we're going to look pretty silly because they got some running backs that can really run the ball.
You mentioned their running backs. They've got four guys that have really carried the ball pretty close to the same, 65 to 80, kind of the difference between the leading ball carrier and the guy with the fourth amount of carries. So how do they use this system? How do you guys get the eyes on the right guy that's got the football?
Well, it kind of starts with number 23, the cameraman kid. He gave us all we could handle last year in a really physical ball game, and that was his kind of – late last season was when they moved him to running back, and just a physical kid that really gets downhill. They run kind of a two-back system with him and number one, the T kid. He gives a little more speed, but again, he's still physical. So that's a lot of that is the two-back system. The quarterback is one of the other ball carriers, like you mentioned, and that'll just be off the read game. If we're coming downhill hard at the running backs, he'll just pull the ball and come off the edge there. But, that's kind of their system as far as if they want to go two backs. They also have we haven't even mentioned the 6'6", 250-pound Kansas recruit that they got. He plays kind of a wing tight end. I'm pretty sure he'll play tackle at Kansas. But that's, just one of the examples of some of the size they have.
Coach, the defense played really well for you last week. How much of a boon was that to get them kind of going again before you guys head into this matchup?
Yeah, it was a definite confidence booster. We had struggled a little bit, and especially in the second half, it felt like, or the fourth quarter especially, the last couple of weeks. And so, again, just making some adjustments by keeping some guys a little more fresh, you know. But, you know, the example is we played Regaler strictly on offense. Won't call it an ultimatum, but I kind of told the defensive coach, had a meeting with the defensive coaches, and said, here between, you know, Peterson, Zygmunt, or Gallard, I need one of them that we can really use on offense, and the other guys will still rotate in, but, you know, we need them on defense. And, you know, Peterson's kind of the glue now in that linebacking core with Ludwig out, and Zygmunt, you know, I think our secondary the last few weeks has done really well with Reese back there at safety again. It just gives us, you know, some speed, and he's a pretty good ball hawk back there, and also comes downhill really fast in the run game for run support. So those are the guys who kind of wanted to keep on defense, and then not that, you know, Chase did a great job on defense too, but we needed somebody that could take the load at running back.
Coach, speaking of the run game, you mentioned you want to get Chase going again this week, but how can you use the passing attack against this defense that you'll see?
Well, they'll fly up to the football, so, you know, play action will be our friend. They're extremely physical and fast on defense, so we'll have to kind of, you know, first and foremost, we will have to run the ball somewhat just so they can't sit back with a, you know, and they're running that 3-3 stack defense, so potentially they keep five guys back in coverage if they can handle everything up front. So we got to have at least a little bit of a threat in the run game. And then we'll use, you know, because we still do have some speed, you know, on offense with Zygmunt out in the slot, and Regaler can come out of the backfield, and then you got some bigger targets with Wardell and Hammer on the outside. So, you know, I think it all starts with at least being somewhat dangerous in the run game, and that'll really open up some of our play action and be able to take some shots down the field.
Coach, weather may not be great up there, but it sounds like turf facility should be pretty good to go as long as you guys don't see lightning tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't going to put that out there and jinx us, but so hopefully you didn't either after that trip up to Sioux City. Otherwise, that's another half hour north, so I think we'll just camp out and wait if that is the case. But, yeah, it'll be a turf field, and, you know, that's something that, too, could turn it back to the game plan of limited possessions and, you know, them wanting to run the ball and us wanting to run the ball. It could be if the weather dictates that, too, it might be a short, you know, as far as time will be taken off the clock, and I'd prefer not to have it raining, but you never know.
Well, Coach, as always, we wish you the best of luck. We appreciate it all the time. Be looking forward to catching up with you following the game. I know Nick will catch you for the scoreboard show, and I'll catch up with you again for Saturday morning's Coach's Show.
Sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for the coverage, as always, and go Tigers.
Head Coach Craig Rowetter again joining us here on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate. Again, Nick Brink's got the broadcast coming up next right here on Kick 106.7.